Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Consumers read online reviews before visiting a business. What do people see when they look you up online? We give you the tools you need to take control of your reputation. Send surveys to your customers via text message with Testimonial Collector. Get 5-star reviews on all the major platforms like Google, Yelp, and more. Track what people are saying about your business with Reputation Manager. Respond to comments and turn negative reviews into happy customers. See what your competitors' customers are saying about them with Competition Tracker. Learn great marketing tactics and what it takes to stay on top. A bigger social presence means more connections. Automatically generate and schedule engaging social media posts with Social 365. Build trust, boost sales, and grow your business.
Another day in the life of an entrepreneur. I am Rose, your host today and every Thursday, but sometimes, you know, we stream on different days depending on our guests because we bring the most amazing guests and, of course, we want them on this show. So sometimes they can't do Thursday, but we are normally here Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I guess that's 12 Eastern, whatever that is. But anyway, thanks for coming back. So everybody who has been subscribing, oh, you guys are just the best. Because I've been getting these new subscribers, all these downloads on the podcast, which means you love listening to my guests. And I try hard to bring the best, most transparent guests that are going to educate you, help you in your personal, your business life, all kind of entangles, all into one. So that means you like them. And I listen to what you want, and I try to get the guests that you want to hear. So I always want to first, of course, start off by saying thank you to my sponsor, because without my sponsor, I wouldn't have all this fabulous stuff, and all these publicists wouldn't be coming to send me amazing guests, and I wouldn't get the subscribers that we have, that my guests can connect with you, and you can connect with them. So thank you to Marketing Out the Box with Sean Maddox. Always have to thank him. So if you want to get your marketing game right for your business, you're growing your business, you're starting up, check out Sean Maddox with Marketing Out the Box. And of course, in August, there is going to be a non-profit big event. So this is a free event here in Vegas by Black Pearl Promotions. That's blackpearlpromotions.com, promoting your event safely and giving you some great engagement. So if you are a nonprofit and you want to get in on it, check out Sean Maddox Black Pro Promotion, blackpearlpromotion.com, or go to my website, entrepreneurliveshow.com. Everything is there. And you can check out all the amazing past guests we've had throughout the years, and oh, they have been the best. I'm not saying because it's my show, because they are. So anyway, so what do we have going on today with these guests? So let me tell you, these are some, there's, if you have anything going on in your life, this group of women right here, from your personal, professional, to children, to family, to exercise, to health and wellness, mental, I mean, even if you speak another language, okay, it's covered, like the Bible. The Bible covers everything. It's all covered right here in one group of women, so you ain't got to go nowhere else. Let's just say that. So this is like a combination of everything, all in one. And if these women aren't going to motivate you, guide you with their journeys, with their stories, to say that they haven't gone through it or know about it, so that means they can help you through it. So let's talk about and bring the women on board with I Crush Goals. Let me tell you, that we're going to have them introduce themselves. There's a lot of them. And so, but you guys are going to be enlightened. I'm enlightened because I kind of had to stalk a few other pages a little bit. So if you talk, look, my Instagram and some, you'll see I kind of like, we're just clicking on everybody. So let's go one by one. I'm going to bring them all on, and then we're going to meet them all independently, individually. We're going to tell their stories. So let's bring them on the show. Let's see. One, we'll pop up one. Hello, we're going to bring you all on. Hi. We got number two. Let me tell you, it's like a baseball team right here. It's a volleyball team. We're bringing them all on the platform. I Crush Goes, a wonderful motivational group of queens here. Let me tell you, there's way too many. Okay, I love this. Let me know what I really love about this is because I have looked at all of you. I've researched all your stuff. And you all have something to give everybody, which is like great. So I want to know how it got formed. So I want to start off with Lisa, because I know that you're the co-founder, and I'd like to start off with you. And then what led you to, I mean, putting together such like amazing group of women, I mean, and diverse too, diverse.
All right. So I don't want any of the men leaving the group, because we're saying that it's a female group. It's about a year and a half ago, I always follow soul guidances, and so I got the soul guidance to form the group. And you always say, even though I was really busy, I decided to go ahead and do it anyway. So it's right now, I think there are about 83 or 93 men and women in the group. And that's it in a nutshell.
So then not only are you covering men's mental health, wellness, physical, personal, women. So now I have to rephrase how I even did the introduction, because so men, that means don't click off. don't not listen. So then what led you to actually just putting it together? And why this? Why this industry? Why in motivational and health? And then how did you find the women as we get into each of the ladies?
Yeah, again, I'm very soul driven. So each person, maybe there was a conversation or some kind of interaction that made me say, you know what, I think I'll go ahead and invite them. So it's invite only. Anyone who in the group who wants to invite someone can. And it's I Crush Goals. So we're crushing goals, but it's more than just that. I like to encourage people to celebrate all goals met, whether they're small or big or whatever, but especially the small ones, because we don't celebrate those. You know, people are encouraged to celebrate when we get to the top, but it's not just when we get to the top that it matters, right? So, and I'd encourage them. I would pull teeth, I would tag these ladies, let you know, to encourage people to talk about their small goals that were met.
So who did you start off with first? Who was your the first in to come that you invited? And then let's talk about
it. That's good. I have to think about it. I don't think it was one person. It's probably about three or five people. But I have to think about that. That was good.
So how about Giselle? Hi, Giselle.
Hi, how are you?
So
happy to be here.
So I, why I came to Giselle is because we were one of the first pages that I hit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, she speaks Spanish. And so you do Spanish and English. I was watching your YouTube. So how did you first meet? And, you know, what is it? Because I saw that Lisa's very inspirational to you. And What brought you to the grouping that you're sharing and your business and how you're helping people?
Okay, so basically when I started being an entrepreneur, something in me started like flourishing. So I started looking for more about that, like how can I inspire others? So then I used to follow so much. I followed him, Les Brown, and then at some point in my life, I had the opportunity to be on his group, and then I just went all in, and then I met all these beautiful ladies, and then I figured that, you know, I had something else to give to the world, and I was just, you know, so amazed, and I said, you know what, I have to just raise my voice, help all the queens and queens that now, you know, like most in the pandemic, that we need more voices, you know, more positive voices. So I said, you know what, I want one of the voices to count. And I met everybody, so it was just a blessing. And I'm here, yes, I speak Spanish, so my messages are always like in Spanish and English, because, you know, more life that we can impact, the better the world.
So let's go to Sandra. And if you don't mind telling our guests a little bit about yourself, how you met the group of girl, and actually what it is that you were bringing to consumers like myself.
So, I'm happy to be here, so thank you. I am a 7-time best-selling author, as well as a speaker, empowerment coach, and nonprofit strategist and consultant. And I met Lisa first, so this is how I got into the group. I've known Lisa for about 15 years now, and so we met in another world versus this world, but we also came together because we were also in the Les Brown's Power Voice Academy. And as she says, she get these soul urges, and the next thing you know, oh, here we are, I met all of them. I think all of us in Power Voice Academy system, so that's why I'm here. And what I bring is, I tell people everything that I do comes from a deep place of love. So no matter what business I'm in, I do everything from love, because I think that is how we hope to heal the world. And for me, it is about empowering and helping women to see who they are so that they can also understand what self-love looks like for them, and that they also can offer to somebody else who they may want to impact within their community.
So now let's go to, I just had to see this with the queen, because she started herself off with queen as her introduction. So, and the first one that came on. So, so please introduce yourself just for a moment, and then what you can share, and then what, before we get into our questions.
Hello, thank you so much, Joy, for having us here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. Okay, so my name, I'm sure you're avoiding my name, but I'm going to teach you how to pronounce it. I get it all the time because it's a very nickname. My name is Esteverere, and I am a speaker, I'm a coach, I'm an influencer, and just recently, which is why I have it as one of my titles, I ran for a pageant, and I am currently the MC for the Global Continental National Pageant.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
One of the things that I'm very excited about right now, because that's the latest thing in my bucket. I help people that are stuck, I help them to go forward with their love, push themselves, you know, do what they love, don't, you know, hold back on their dream and things like that. So I'm very excited to be here. And I met the same story, you know, so I don't want to repeat it. We all met in the Power Voice program. That's where I met Lisa. And I'm actually the last one. You asked about the first. We may not be sure about the first, but I'm sure about the last. I'm actually the last one that jumped on board. So glad to be here.
So I want to get to the
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh,
Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And Kelly, because what really drew my attention to you was your picture, and you were very boss about your picture. It was very affirmed. Where I love this, that pose was like, yeah. Like you had it going, so I had to go to your website. I had to go to your site, and so you're the fitness and health and wellness. You will, and so I know it's you guys are a combination of everything, but then you bring that kind of athleticism of being also physically fit aside from just healthy.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for having me on, Rose. So I'm actually calling from Ireland, so I'm a little bit further away than everyone else, but we're still all here together, which is amazing. So yeah, I'm a fitness instructor, personal trainer, dance teacher, and also speaker. Probably a lot to get in there, but I can do it. And you know, my job is to teach women to be physically strong and then also mentally strong. And I think it's so important to have those two things together. And I believe if we can be physically and mentally strong, I mean, we can take on anything as women. We really can, and as men also. And that's where it does come into healthy living. You know, if you want to do something good in life, you must be healthy living. You must be getting up. You must be exercising. And whether it's only a little bit or a huge amount, do what you are capable of doing. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, it brings you a better frame of mind. It brings you much more peace and happiness. And with that, then you will get better results. So, like that, I did meet everyone from the Les Brown in Powerhouse. And at that time, I actually had lost my business because of COVID. So, I had followed Les Brown for a very long time. And I threw myself into that course. And I'm so happy I threw myself into that course because look at the amazing results from it.
So, now we have Miss Tanisha. And it doesn't mean because you're last, you're not the greatest, right? So let's introduce Miss Tanisha and what she does. And we'll get into, like, kind of like, you know, some questions about the work you guys do and stuff like that. And this is great that it's universal. You don't even have to be here in the States. You can be anywhere. So can you hear
us? Thank you for having us again. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, got it.
Everybody, okay. Well, I'm your home stretch kind of girl anyway, so it's all good. I don't mind going there. It gives me an opportunity. Just be here is a blessing. So I'm thankful for it. I'm a two-time best-selling author, now the vice president of Believe in Your Dreams Television Network, former CEO of A-Plus Healthcare Partners because I was a registered nurse for over 17 years. Like Kelly, I had to reinvent myself, kind of shift. Everyone kind of had to pivot with the word pivot to sometimes a whole new career. And so I'm here to talk to women about empowering themselves. Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself. You're not taking a dirt nap. You're still here. You still can do it. You've overcome many things, and you still have time. So as long as we can wake up in the morning and start over, it's a fresh day. It's a way to be the best version of yourself. And I also love talking to women that are still in those spaces of shame and guilt, because we have to break shame and guilt off of people so that we can become the best versions of ourselves. And you do that by keeping real with those who come in contact with and sharing your testimony. Sometimes people don't need to know all your accolades. They need to know some of the things that you've made it through in life so that they understand that it's possible. I don't have anything to prove anymore. I lived in that space of wanting to prove myself. Now I live in a space of an example of what it looks like, what possibilities look like. I have a responsibility to show others what possibility looks like, that all things are possible. So thank you for having us.
So my first question to you ladies would be that obviously each of you bring in your own personal experience of, you know, what you might have gone through that led you to your entrepreneurship. But within that is how you are helping other people, men and women. So, because it's motivational and it's inspiration, you obviously really have to connect to the client that you're dealing with. And in some cases, and any of you can answer this, or might, all of you might have be able to answer this. How do you separate your personal experience of what your, you know, what you have gone through when you bring in the personal experience of what you're trying to help your clients or the people you connect through? Like, how do you keep that separation without getting too involved? Because I would think that would have to be difficult. You know what I'm saying? Because you've all experienced your own. Are you getting what I'm saying? So who wants to answer that? Or more than one of you?
Okay, I'll go first. So I'm going to be very honest. At times, it is a challenge to do that, because for me, my life and business are one. So I connect to my clients through my experiences, because a lot of times they want to know that I understand what they've gone through. Mm-hmm. And so in order for me to be able to connect, I also am a little vulnerable with where I've come from and what I've gone through, because it has been my experience that when I leave that part of myself out, they'll come back and say, well, she doesn't know what I'm going through. She doesn't understand, because I'm not connected. Mm-hmm. So I connect from that personal experience, because my personal experience is where I've learned my lessons. And my lessons is how I also help my clients not make the same mistakes that I've made. So for me, because I'm also healed and whole, I'm able to share that, and it might affect me in a way that I go, why did I share that? But it also helps my clients. And so I actually marry the two together, and my clients are better for it.
Anybody else want to answer that before we get to some of the other questions? Anybody else before I go to the next one? I want to make sure I don't pass you up if you wanted to answer that question.
Well, I agree with Sandra. Being able to relate to people is what people want to hear. They want to know that you understand them. So mirroring our experiences, I know what it's like to have to survive. And that's why I started a community called She Thrives Now, Inc., because we survived the storm. Now it's about thriving. What area of your life are you thriving in? And how can you share that area of your life with others? Because life is going to come at you. But because you overcame those circumstances, we need to give it back. And so I don't separate the two either. I can't. That's a big part of me. That's, my brokenness is what makes me empathetic towards others. It's what kept me closest to God. So my brokenness is the very antidote that someone else needs to have so that their pain can be healed as well. Thank you.
I would say when it comes to entrepreneurs, what I find, because I'm actually an accountant, and when I started the originally started the podcast, it was really just because no one wants to know about money. They don't want to know about taxes. They don't want to share about religion, and they don't want to share about mental well-being. And so it was really just to give information. And so, but it was all about taxes at first and stuff like that, because I was like, if I go to a networking event, no one wanted to hear I was an accountant. It's boring. But I found people were engaging, which told me that people want to hear, but they don't want you to know they're asking. So when it comes to when I thought about I needed to bring in, when I turned the show into for entrepreneurs, is because people are, I'm finding in my business that when they're struggling in the business, it's usually because they're struggling with something else, and it's laying into their business. And they're either not making it in business, they're having turnover and turnaround with employees, and it could be numerous things. And there's problems within mentally in their wellness with their spending habits. I see it because I can see it on their spreadsheets and their bank. And so how do you, because you're entrepreneurs, I'm sure that you're having to connect what their personal concerns are and trying to help them along with that, just so that they can become the entrepreneur and the person they want to be. Because if you don't have it right up here and it's not together, nothing else is going to be together. And so people give up too soon, I'm finding, on their business, not even wanting to get into it because they don't realize that it's something that they're holding back. So do you find yourselves and any of you ladies having that issue to where it's because, you know, it's not your business. You know, it's something that you need to conquer.
I'll pop in. So, you know, I can actually totally relate with this in a different frame. This is back to fitness. And, you know, I have clients that come into me and they want to get fit and they want to lose weight. And, you know, sometimes then just getting fit and losing weight is not the actual problem. You know, there's much more to this and much more layers to it. And that's where I do always say we need to bring the mental in as well as the physical. You know, there's a reason why people come to me and they want to lose weight. And there's a reason why they're coming to me that they can't do it on their own. Mm-hmm. And we need to pull back those layers and figure out what that other interior problem is. And I think we have that with every aspect of life. There's always an interior. And I always feel that we need to keep asking why. You need to be that annoying child that says why. And when you have a question, ask yourself 7 why. And after the 7th why, you'll have a different answer to the first. And that's what I would always kind of bring into that.
What's the hardest though about if you don't want to, kind of like a psychologist, I guess, or therapist, how do you get the people to recognize it? And I mean, that has to be a challenge because you all do something so different. And the end term, in some way, you have to somewhat use some of the similar strategies and to making your client's business successful, but trying to capture what it is. I mean, is it you're building a personal relationship with them to where you hope that they begin to express and talk to you? I mean, you know, I've never understood how that, it's not like sitting on a chair, like going to a therapist and you sit there and hope they talk about something until they get that trigger and then you're like, oh my God, and you have a breakdown, you know, because I've been through therapy, so I know how that is. But in your case, it's different. It's more holistic, I would say that it is, and you're more connecting with them on a personal level rather than like a therapist.
Yeah, I can come in here, Rose. So one thing is that we are always a reflection of the people that we're trying to help. Mm-hmm. So being a coach and trying to help, right now I'm helping people walk through their journey of like, people that are stuck and unfulfilled and don't know the next step to take. And they're kind of like, but they know they have to do something. Their mind tells them, okay, I'm bigger than where I am right now, right? I should be living better than my condition or my situation right now. Mm-hmm. So I walk them through that journey, through the transition, and, you know, to get to what they're trying to achieve. But one way that I've been able to connect from personal experience is sharing my story. People relate a lot to stories. When you share your story, you know, in trying to help people, those that kind of relate with that story will immediately, it's something will click, because in that instance, you are able to connect. And that brings us to the connection that you're talking about. And then once you connect, that person that you're trying to help will automatically like you or love you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then from that instant, they'll be able to trust you to solve that problem for them. So that's the way I see it. So you have to start with your story. That's why our stories are very unique. They're diverse, but a lot of people will relate with your story. Like, my story may not resonate with, for instance, Sandra, but if I say what I've gone through, then because I'm a reflection of that person I'm trying to help, there's no way you're going to come out and say you're trying to solve a problem if you haven't been through it. Nobody wants to go with somebody that has not gone through what they've been through. You know, if somebody's telling you a story, you'll be like, okay, you know what? You don't understand. You know, when you hear that, you know, okay, you've lost it like 50%, and then it takes a lot of effort for you to be able to bring the person back. But once you share that story, for your, the people that you're trying to reach will connect with that story, and then they can get relaxed. They begin to they're comfortable sharing more with you. You can help them. They will trust you to be able to help them. So
are all of you providing virtual and on-site, or can you do a lot where people wanted to connect with you? Because, like, we're here virtually. I think that what COVID did, not a great thing, but what it did open up was people who felt that they didn't need therapy, or they didn't want to go out and necessarily show their face and say, I don't know, or I need help. It seemed like to me that when COVID came and everything went just about virtual, everyone's doing something virtual, that people were more willing to then connect with you and share their experience and say, okay, I need help. True. And do you think that was an advantage to you in a sense? Was there a change in the dynamic? Because now it's a lot more virtual, and I'm assuming you guys can connect with anybody all over the world at any time, which makes it so much more easier for people.
Definitely. It was something, like in my case, and I bet everybody else, I started being an entrepreneur, like selling things online. So the type of connection was different, but it was unique because I show, like Esther said, my story, myself, how I feel, and also it's very important to know who you're talking to. I was talking with people, for example, the mom that needed help creating another income. So I was telling them, like, everybody, okay, who needs to make money? This is, you know, this is the time for you to concentrate in whatever you're lacking on. I can help you, you know. I can help you guys. I pass through this, and I can resonate with whatever you're going through. So during the pandemic, even though that, you know, we couldn't see each other, at the end of the day, we have a phone. We have Wi-Fi. So it was a better connection than, you know, having a person in front of me, because they will say, oh my God, let's say somebody was afraid and they will say, oh my God, Giselle is doing this. Let me check. You know what? I kind of like what she's doing, but I'm kind of afraid. Let me ask her, hey, how do you do that? You know? So I think it's during the pandemic, a lot of people started opening up and asking how they can get involved in things and dreams that they had that maybe before they couldn't see nobody else doing it, or they were scared because maybe they didn't have a person to relate. Mm-hmm. So that was it was challenging for us, for example, telling the story, but it was also amazing. And I think we were created to do that, you know, to speak up and say, okay, don't worry, I passed through this, and so many people are watching me, so they say, oh, you know what, mm-hmm. Let me ask you, how can I, you know, become better? And I think I always say, like, we come to this world to live it in a better way that we found it. And not everybody wants to, you know, to speak up, but we are chosen. So we have to keep doing it.
Now, this is something that annoys me, and I'm sure you guys may have seen this, but I have to ask this question. I often, in groups, and people online that will say, I want to start a business, what should I do? And that question just so annoys me. And everybody, people will chime on and say, inbox me, do this and do that. And then you see people fluctuating from one thing to another venture to another venture. And for myself, I so many times when I jump in and say, have you even talked to anybody to understand what your interests really are? And then, of course, people will continually change what they're doing or affiliating because they have no idea what they're good at or what they can do. And so, and just to bring me up for an example, I never thought I'd be doing this for an industry. I hate math, hate account, hated it. I took biology instead of math. Never thought I'd have this. I thought I'd be in retail. I wanted to be a designer. I went to design school, all this other crap. I'm not even doing any of that. So that takes me back to those questions to where I'm sure you see that. And I'm sure you see people that you may be working with that say, you know, this really isn't what you should be doing. And you might have to make that switch and say, this is what I think you should be doing instead. This is best for you, because people don't know. Do you find that you have that and that change? And I know for, and I'm going to bring in just wellness and bringing in the part of the physical and the exercise part. A lot of people are, because this kind of intertwines with both. Some people won't do things because of their look, don't think they can do it, because of how they look, their presence, won't even network because of their presence, or just won't do something because they want to do something, but they don't think they fit the mold.
Yeah, so this is I think people have the divine right to be wherever they are. And over the last couple of years, I've actually gotten to a place where I'm unconcerned how anyone else's journey is going. And these ladies know me, so they know what I'm saying. So it's not that I'm not concerned, but since you have the divine right to your journey, I can't get so involved that I even want to say anything to you, because we all have the right to get to wherever we get to, whatever we get to, like, you know? And wherever we are in terms of our wisdom, we're only there because of what we've gone through. So I know most of the time the people that are doing stuff, they're not doing anything illegal, at least not people I know, you know? So if they're not doing anything illegal or risky or that some crime, you know, crime, which is of course illegal, then they can do their thing, you know? Most of the time when people come to me and ask questions, I usually ask, what did your gut say? And then try to redirect. But my thing is they have the divine right to it.
Now, this question specifically is for Kelly. So I see a lot of this because I've had people try to sell me this. And online, when it comes to women, have to get out of that whole thing of beauty is cosmetic surgery. And if you don't look a certain way, you're not, you know, you don't fit the par. And it means, you know, and so you see all this stuff online is selling all these beauty hacks. And people who will show a picture that looked like this one day and that another day. And I'm not going to name call anybody, but there's somebody that I follow, and they go from this diet thing to this diet thing, and they're using the same dang, their affiliate with all these different diet things, and they keep saying they lost weight because of that one. And I'm like, well, 3 months ago you said it was this one, but when I see you look exactly the same, but I'm not going to say who it is. They've changed 3-4 times. So, but people are falling for that stuff, and it limits, and it's got to limit them, because you're looking at this stuff, and I know they try to sell it to me. What do you think about all of the, you know, the not to me, nothing. You got to work out. There's no way you can drink a whole bunch of tea, and it's going to make you lose weight and make you feel better. So then you think you're going to feel better and you're going to look better and all this. Eat this chocolate and you're going to feel better and you're going to look better.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it was that easy, I wouldn't have a job. And that's the way I kind of feel. So, you know, we do have to remember that, you know, nothing good comes easy to us. And if you want it bad enough, you will put the work in. And, you know, this is where women come to me and they think, you know, I want to look good for this wedding, you know, and that's fine. But that is not a lifestyle. You know, and a lifestyle is what's going to keep you alive. A lifestyle is what's going to keep you happy, and it's what's going to keep you motivated. And these quick fix things is going to get you to the next patch, and then you're going to crash again. And then that's where we go to another one, and another one, and another one. And that's where we need to stand back and go, what do I need to do for me that's going to suit my body long term? Not short term, long term. Because short term is not the answer. And, you know, that will come into everything. And I really do wish it was that easy. I do it though, because I wouldn't have a job, but I could sleep in there longer. But it's not. But you have to start to love it. And this is where, you know, you get into fitness and it's hard. But when you start to see these results, you go, you know what? I've worked so damn hard for this. Pat myself on the shoulder because I earned this result. And it didn't come easy, but I stuck to it and I put the work in and I got it. And I can guarantee you the happiness that you will get from that you cannot get it from a quick fix.
So how do you help women? So I know you have to deal with these people with family. And my recommendation is I never involve family with anything because I've done it before and it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And so you're raising family, you have, and trying to run a business, or raising family and trying to have a life of your own, or raising family, trying to run a business and have some kind of independence and life of your own. Thank God my kids are grown, because I don't know what I would do. They're adults. But there's people, and you still have some adult issues. So I'm sure you have where you can connect and give advice and help people that are having those issues, because it's hard to differentiate the two. And I remember when starting my business, and I would have a struggle where, because I was working, when you first start, it's just you. It ain't nobody else. So the person thought, oh, you're out cheating because you're out. I'm like, no, I'm working. I'm trying to get this business, or, you know, because I don't have time to cook. Or then you feel guilty because you're not with your kids as much as you'd like. So you're missing things. So how do you deal with the guilt that I'm not doing enough? Then I'm not enough because I don't look the part to be enough, thinking that I'm not enough. So you kind of just give up. You know, what is your advice? And I'm sure you have those people.
So, very good question. And I've been an entrepreneur since 2003. And when I first started, it was challenging because I had a teenager. And I just got married. Oh. When I literally quit my job that same year I got married. And went to my husband and said, I want to be an entrepreneur. But I had the conversation with him first. Like, I literally sat down, because I think communication is also a big part of everything that we do. And so I sat down with my husband and communicated what I felt my soul was leading me to do. Because it wasn't, I just decided I'm going to be a business owner. I was led to do this. So I sat down and had the conversation with him, and then I had it with my son, because I wanted them to have the buy-in and have them understand that there were going to be times where I may not be cooking dinner, the house may not get clean, the laundry may have to get done by you. You know, we were going to have to, and I wanted them to be okay with it, and that if it was an issue, then I needed to be okay with them coming to me and having a conversation. I had to be okay with, listen, okay, so the last week you've been going to bed at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I haven't seen you. When can we get some time together? I had to be okay on the other end to also hear them, because they're partners in it too. Even though they may not be in the business, they're part of it. And so I included them in everything that I did when they wanted to be included. And I think that if you continue to communicate and allow them to communicate too, it's not going to be pretty, but at least it keeps the door open. And my support has been huge for my husband because of that. And for my son, he supported me, and he still supports me now. Even in the ups and downs, he still supports me because we kept the communication open.
What about any of the other ladies? Have you having that same struggle, but then you have to help your client in that same struggle that you're having to maintain your family and business?
Tanisha.
Mute. Sorry, I was trying to unmute. I have had these same kind of challenges, but what I'm trying to tell people is this. Time management, you're going to have to schedule time, quality time with your spouse. Like me and my spouse, we have bath nights, certain nights out the week. So that's a dedicated, intimate time for bath. I used to schedule cooking with my daughter. You know, it's mommy daughter time, or we'll cook meals once a week. I think you set those things that are important and prioritize those things that are important to you. You have to schedule them so that they know that, hey, I don't have all my mom's time, but when I have it, she's 100% there. When I have her, it's not about work. When I'm at work, I'm super focused. I'm not answering the phone. I'm not answering emails. So that when I go home, I'm strictly about family. So we have to be able to separate ourselves, because if you don't do that, when you're with family, you're thinking about work. When you're at work, you're thinking about family. Yeah, work time be work time, and let family time be family time. But it's so important to know that you're not going to be able to have balance and then 25% for each quarter section of your life. 25% goes to work, 25% fitness, 25% to family. But if you merge those things so that you're given quality and you're focusing on quality, quantity, that becomes a win.
Yeah, I can add to that, Rose, if you don't mind. So I'm pretty new. I'm a new entrepreneur. I actually started, went into entrepreneurship during the pandemic. And that's like one of the results, the good result for me that came out from it. And that's when I started my brand, the 5-9 CEO, because I figured that you can be the boss of your life. You can do what you want to do, right? And so, but I'm a young, I'm a mom too. I was going to say young mom. But I have two kids, and they're 12 and 13. And I'm also a single mom. So if that tells you anything, so last year when I was going into entrepreneurship, one thing I thought about was, because I've always worked in corporate America, and I was like, okay, you know what? Every time I put on my entrepreneurial hat, I'm more happier. I have life. Like every, my body beams. Like I'm just happy. Just hearing entrepreneur on this show makes me happy, right? And so I had to go to my happy place. But I had to sit my kids down because I knew that from experience and from listening to other people that have been in entrepreneurial world for a while, they always say it takes time, especially when you're building the foundation. So I had to, a lot of people talk about work-life balance, but recently I was in a mastermind and I got a different perspective, which I feel like makes a lot of sense, especially when you're just built, like what Sandra said, you know, at the beginning she knew it was going to be rough. So what I'm doing is more of work-life integration, because some things we just have to give way for something, and it takes understanding, you know, and just that verbal communication, because trust me, mama is not as available as when she had like that regular club. Now I'm building something. And if you're building something that needs to stand the test of time, it's going to take a lot of work, because there's no get-rich-quick scheme out there. You're building a business. It takes work to build the foundation, or else the house will collapse. So a lot of communication, a lot of sacrifice, you know, but you have to enjoy the process. That's why before you even go into it in the first place, I tell my clients, make sure it's something that you want. Make sure there's something that you're passionate about. That way it doesn't feel like work. So
how do you, because the first couple years, it's going to be for anybody, even yourselves, where you think you want to give up because it's not working. I'm not making the money. I didn't get my first client. How do you get them through that? You want them not to give up for you to, you see their vision that they can't even see. So how do you express to these people and share to the people that are up and coming client, and how do they connect with you and they can find you and you say, we see your vision for you. We're helping you to get to that vision. Seeing someone else's vision can be a struggle and they don't even know what it is.
True.
So what is your like onboarding process of when you bring on your first client? What is like your strategy to know that you're a right fit, they're a right fit, and that they can come to you, these specific type of clients in their need? Is there like some type of process that you go through with them, introduction, meeting?
Okay. And something that I do, for example, I know my team, right? Mm-hmm. And I know who I'm talking to. So if they come to me, of course, they want to reach their next level in their lives. Mm-hmm. So what I do in the onboarding process, for example, is that I ask, like Kelly said, their why. Why you want to start, you know, becoming an entrepreneur? Why you want to be a better person? Why you want to fix your hair problems, you know, and skin problems. What is that reason? And also, like, what do you want to accomplish? For example, you know, money-wise, how much money you want to make? Because based on those wishes, I can do a strategy and say, you know what, we have to do step by step. And everything in life, like, a success doesn't come, you just go in the elevator and you go up. No. You have to take the stairs. You have to know that it's a step by step. So I that personally go step by step all the way till they understand that this is a process and you have to enjoy it. And why, like, the reason that is going to take them is their why they're doing this, because they want to pay, I don't know, let's say, credit card bill, right? So they said, okay, so I want to do that because I want to fix my hair, my skin, mm-hmm. but also because I have a goal. I have to pay my bill. So then I create an Alex strategy and I take them from there. But also is telling them about the beautiful process that is going to get them to the top.
Now, this is specifically to Kelly, because sometimes people want to get right and get fit for the wrong reason. And I'm sure that you have to detect that. There's some people, if they keep their marriage or relationship together, and it's something fit the what a woman should look like, but they're not happy, or they just have problems with emotionally, where they think that they don't look good, but they think they look just fine. But they look just fine. What are your challenges and how you detect that and determine, like, well, it's great that you want to get yourself together because you should be healthy. But sometimes people think that really thin is healthy and really thin maybe not be healthy. How do you manage those types of people?
Yeah, so this is a big difference then. And with this comes more into mental. And for me, you know, you have to know who you are. And the reason is, if you don't know who you are, you cannot love that person. You cannot love someone who you do not know. And a lot of the time when this happens, someone doesn't actually know who they are and they don't know where they are. They could be a bit lost. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're looking in a mirror and they're saying, oh, maybe this or that. Mm-hmm. They're not looking into the mirror and loving themselves. It's okay to get healthy and get fit, but you must love who you are. Because if you love who you are, you will get the right things, not the things to show the world to help you. So what I would say to that is, figure out who you are, because if you don't know who you are, you cannot love that person. You must start within first. And that's where sometimes people come to me and they have not figured that part out. They do not love themselves enough. If you do not love yourself enough, you will not be able to put the right work in and won't be motivated enough. Because you need to do everything for you and you only to get to that end goal.
So before, I know we're close to the end of the show. So I want to make sure that I've gotten in enough for that I didn't miss anything, but I do want to make sure that people know how to locate all of you. But all of you that have been on the podcast, thank you so much. I mean, I see you there. And the information will be on the interview, so you can always jump in at entrepreneurlifeshow.com. Go to the website. So in case you missed something, I'm sorry, someone asked about that's why I'm reading over there. So you can go into the EntrepreneurLifeShow.com website, and definitely you will see where you can meet the ladies, watch the interview live, and then you can find out where they are again. All of their Instagram pages are in the chat, so just jump on over to the Super Chat and YouTube, or jump on over to the Facebook chat or the Twitch chat, and you will see all of their channels. But I'm going to make sure that they tell you before they go, for those who are actually listening on the podcast versus watching live somewhere. So if you don't mind, ladies, doing really quick before we head out, just to make sure that the people who are listening make sure they see where to find you.
So I can be found on IG and Facebook at Sandra Chaney Enterprises, and my website is sandrachaney.com.
Okay, who's next?
And I can be found on Instagram at Kelly Fit and Dance Studio. On my Facebook is Kelly Fit and Dance, and on my website is kellyfitanddance.com.
Thank you. And the queen here, I'm going to just say queen, because that's what's our problem.
Yeah, that's why I tried to make it easy. So you can find me on IG, Essevere, E-S-E-V-E-R-E-R-E. 529 CEO. That's my IG page. And you also can type that same name on Facebook and you'll find me. Type it on Google, you find me. You won't miss that name.
And then we've got Miss Tanisha.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Tanisha Ramsey. You can join my Facebook group, She Thrives Now, Inc. My website is TanishaNow.com. And if you want to shoot me a personal email, my email is contacttanishanow@gmail.com.
And then, of course, Giselle. I just love your accent.
Thank you. Okay. So, you guys can call my name Giselle Donovan, but you can find me in all platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, like @Giselle Creations, and my website is GiselleCreations.com.
And then, of course, Lisa George, who founded I Crush Goals, great motivational group. Go ahead, Lisa.
Thank you. So it's right in front of me, Carpe DMs and stuff on Instagram, Facebook, and that's also the website. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you again, ladies, for this was really nice. I've never had so many women, so this is really great. And don't forget, just because there were women here does not mean that they do not have men. So you are going to make sure that you go to the webpage, which is on our website, EntrepreneurLifeShow.com, or you can check out any of the girls, because they are all part of it, and I'm sure they'll connect you with some guys. So don't be thinking it's just for women. It is for you guys too, just because there's ladies here, okay? So for everybody who tuned in on Thursday, thank you. Thank you all so much again. Make sure that you check out the website, as I always say, EntrepreneurLifeShow.com. The interview will be here all the time. You can watch it 24/7 a day on the reel or on the YouTube channel. And we will see you guys to my next show. Just check the calendar on the EntrepreneurLifeShow.com page and you will see the upcoming guests for the next interviews. Thank you, ladies. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.